Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Kyle O'Reilly could be leaving WWE at the end of this year. Plus, Cody Rhodes targets WWE during his match on Dynamite. And it's another world record for Randy Orton. For Thursday, December the 2nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I mean, I first stepped into a wrestling ring in a small kickboxing gym in Wally, British Columbia. And man, I took to a ring like a fish takes to water. I just felt natural and at home. And this is something I have put every ounce of my being towards for my entire adult life. And even if I never made it to NXT, even if I was still wrestling for $5 every other weekend, I would still be doing it with everything that I have and everything that I believe in, because this is my love and my passion.
This comes from both PW Insider and Fightful this morning. Kyle O'Reilly could be away from WWE very soon. Fightful confirming what PW Insider have reported, that Kyle O'Reilly's contract is up before the end of the year. Now, Fightful has said that O'Reilly is among a crop of top NXT talent that have seemingly passed on new deals that were offered at the end of 2019. One source in WWE told Fightful that the contract being set to expire this soon actually was a bit of a surprise to Kyle O'Reilly. A lot of WWE contracts end up having time automatically added on for various reasons, due to absence, due to injury. But for Kyle O'Reilly, there was no time added on. So he was quite surprised by the fact that it was coming up at the end of this year. And it's an interesting note to say that Kyle has passed previously on opportunities to stay within WWE. And whether or not there will be, no doubt, a bigger push to get him to sign again, and whether or not he'll bite on it, I guess we will find out in time. Fightful goes on to tell us that a couple of other top NXT stars find themselves in similar positions with contracts coming to an end. Tommaso Ciampa is one that has had time added onto his deal, which has been extended due to injury. Not a surprise to WWE as they looked over the contracts after the Pete Dunne incident just the other month. So you remember, and also the Adam Cole incident got them double-checking as well. So Adam Cole's contract came to an end very suddenly. They had to sign to keep him on the books for an extra couple of weeks to get them to take over. And they found that Pete Dunne was about to have his contract run out as well. So this led to WWE going through all the existing NXT contracts and seeing, right, how long does everybody have on wherever? We don't want to be caught out with this again. This, of course, led to them being caught out again by Johnny Gargano, whose deal was set to expire, I believe, either yesterday or today. However, he was able to negotiate an extension that gets him beyond War Games this Sunday. And it doesn't look as if Johnny Gargano has signed any new deals yet. We still don't quite know the situation. Fightful has learned, though, that WWE really want to keep hold of Johnny Gargano. They don't know whether or not he's staying, this WWE source, but WWE wants to keep him on board. Really, really happy with the stuff that he's been doing in NXT, particularly with the way the faction that they believe helped the careers of Candice LeRae, Austin Theory, and Indy Hartwell. So there's a lot of love for Johnny Gargano, but whether that love is reciprocated, I guess we're going to find out in due time. But the big takeaway today is that Kyle O'Reilly is the latest name on the NXT roster that could be saying farewell to WWE very, very soon.
Cody's got himself a little kendo stick here.
Oh, well, no.
Maybe not. There's enough weapons, I guess, around.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you don't need that crap. Yeah.
The golden shovel.
Oh, the golden shovel.
Yeah, I know writers that use subtext and they're all cowards. Cody Rhodes in that main event Atlanta Street Fight on Dynamite, throwing a couple of shots in the general direction of WWE. It was during his match against Andrade that not only did he pull out a sledgehammer, the favourite weapon of Triple H, not only did he pull out a golden shovel, something that guys like Triple H and John Cena have been accused of owning. See what you did there, Cody. Even himself, to an extent, has been accused of owning a golden shovel. He really liked to ramp this one up, didn't he? He went as far as to end the match by going through a burning table. Like a big spot involving the return of Brandy, taking a bump through a burning table in an Atlanta street fight and still getting only mixed reactions. The ongoing saga of is Cody Rhodes a heel or not continues. But yeah, a golden shovel and a sledgehammer were used during the Atlanta street fight. Some very strong nods towards WWE in that one. Staying with Cody Rhodes, he was speaking with Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated. He says, when it comes to his time in AEW, he says, as of now, my future is with AEW. AEW would be very strange without the core members of the Revolution. We all still talk. We all have this admiration for each other. I can't see myself anywhere else, and I'm very optimistic about what the future holds. The AEW World Championship is out of the question for me, but there are other goals that, for now, I will keep close to the chest. I'm looking to move toward undiscovered terrain. I want to create what has never happened before, so I'm going to take a different approach than any other wrestler. That is what I'm looking forward to doing. Also, if you were watching Cody's match on Dynamite last night on Fight, you may have experienced some technical disruption. Many fans left unable to view final parts of that Atlanta Street fight as Fight TV had a service outage for a short while that left everybody staring at a green screen, not the fun green screen that YouTube channels use for fun backgrounds. Now, a big part of the match was unwatchable for a time. It did come back, and there are, of course, other means that you can catch up with what happened in that match between Cody Rhodes and Andrade. Looking ahead to future Dynamites, the third straight year in a row, we will see the Dynamite Diamond on the line in a Battle Royal. This will be part of next week's AEW Dynamite from Long Island, New York. We don't know all the participants yet, but we know MJF, who is a two-time winner of the Diamond, Powerhouse Hobbs, Dante Martin, and Ricky Starks have all been confirmed. Looking a little bit further ahead to AEW Dynamite Winter is Coming on Wednesday, December the 15th at Garland, Texas. That is where we will see Bryan Danielson challenge Hangman Adam Page for the AEW Championship. That is where that match is going to go down. I am very excited to see what these two do in the ring.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Stephanie McMahon was at the March of Dimes event and was asked about the documentary about her dad, the one for Netflix. She says it is scheduled to release next year in 2022. The timing is still to be determined. I am equal parts excited and really nervous. I don't know what it's going to say, but it's going to capture the life and his story, which so richly deserves to be told. Next week on AEW Dark Elevation, we will see the in-ring return of Anthony Ogogo. He's been in the UK having multiple eye surgeries. He's had 10 surgeries on his eye in total, and he's back into a condition where he can get back wrestling, and he teams with the Nightmare Factory to take on 4 new faces to AEW, and you can watch Ogogo doing his thing on AEW Dark Elevation next week. WWE are beefing up the Madison Square Garden Raw live event for the 26th of December. This is the return to WWE's post-Christmas shows at MSG. And they already announced the card, but they've announced a few stips to it. Well, one stip in particular across 2 matches, as Big E will defend the WWE Championship against Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens, and Becky Lynch will defend the Raw Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. Both matches will be contested inside a steel cage. So you're getting double steel cage matches if you're going to Madison Square Garden. The next guest for the Broken Skull Sessions has been announced. Diamond Dallas Page is going to be telling his very unique story alongside Stone Cold Steve Austin. You'll see DDP's Broken Skull Sessions on Peacock and the WWE Network on Sunday, December the 19th. Lots of love to Mick Foley, who's been raising money for Jimmy Rave. So his story has been heartbreaking. Jimmy Rave lost his arm last year due to illness. Consequently, he lost both his legs earlier this year as well. And Mick Foley held a virtual signing event where he raised over $22,000 to help Jimmy Rave with his medical and living expenses. Mick Foley says, "My heart is really full. I'm so happy right now. And thank you to all of you who helped make this come true." And congratulations to Randy Orton, who's broken another WWE record. He's already broken the record for most pay-per-view matches. And as of this past Monday, he has now surpassed Kane as having the most Monday Night Raw matches in WWE history. He has pipped Kane at 437. Kane now sits on 436. We did another run for Kane in order to change this. Just behind them, Chris Jericho at 420, who was in Newcastle last night, hanging out around the quayside. Triple H is at 377. He was not in Newcastle last night. And John Cena at 373. We dropped a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps on the podcast feed yesterday. I'm in conversation with the top contender for the Ring of Honor Championship, Jonathan Gresham. And we talk about his journey to get into Ring of Honor. And, of course, we talk about Terminus, the new promotion that he is starting up with the Black Baron. That's on the podcast feed right now. Later today, Sam Driver and I are back for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. We are heading straight for WCW Halloween Havoc. And this is the go-home show for the pay-per-view event that has gone down in history as is it cruel to call it wrestle crap? Let's call it wrestle crap, but we're getting there. We're getting to it. And it's the Go Home Nitro that we are in conversation about on the Classic Nitro Review on this podcast feed later today. You can watch us talking about it by joining us on Patreon, patreon.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.